Well, what would you call soil that's even heavier and mostly clay? Would you have a different word for that? That has more clay in it than this? Reason I ask, down where I live, we've got some. It's not red, but it's real heavy in clay. It's dark.
Dark.
But it's got a lot of clay in it.
Well, they're talking about the red clay here. Maybe they call that the dark clay.
Do
you reckon they do down there?
I don't know what they call it.
Well,
now,
I don't know.
The soil there is heavier than it is up here, I believe. May not be. If you're getting the water off of the land, you say you're doing what to the land?
You mean, irrigating the water, you know?
Well, say there's too much water. Say it's swampy and you're trying to get rid of some of that water.
Well,
how would you get, you're getting it off of the land?
Well, you'd have to get a bulldozer or backhoe cleaner or something like that, you know, to come in there and ditch it out and get it out of that swamp.
Drain it.
That's what you'd have to do.
Well, would they ever cut a canal? Is that what they do? Cut some kind of little...
Yes, sir.
What do you call that? I think you just said it. Make a what?
Of what?
A ditch.
Make a ditch for it to run in.
What do you call a body of water that's flowing, moving, or different kinds of them? There's bunches of them, aren't there?
You mean ponds?
Well, all right, there's a pond. That's mostly not moving water, though.
No, that's not a creek.
Yeah. And if it's bigger, how big is a creek?
Well, now, this little creek right down here, that's what we call a creek, you know. Just.
How about if it's a lot bigger than that, longer?
Well, now, that'd be a river.
Okay, that's what I want. And what about something that is real, real small, smaller than that?
Well, that would be a branch.
A branch.
Branch is what we always call it, you know.
Well, that's what I wanted to know. I'm not familiar with that. And that'd be the smallest one.
Yes.
Well, what are the names of some of the rivers and creeks and lakes and whatnot around here? Are there any lakes around here?
Yes, you mean the ponds that we call fishing ponds or lakes or whatnot?
Uh-huh.
Yes, and there's a bunch of them. You know, y'all have one over at the college.
Oh, that's right.
Ma'am?
I had forgotten that. What's the name of that? Do you know?
Well, they just call it the Malavala
College Lake.
That's the way they give it, you know. And people are talking, they'll talk about the College Lake over there. And you take up there on my place. Well, we got one. But it's a little over an acre, you know. And then across the road, there's three different parties. One of them.
They're not named, Hubbard.
But they're not named. We just call them by the land, the man that owns the land.
Yeah, down here, they'll give you the names of the
lakes. Well,
what about some of the ones right around here? Creeks or rivers or whatnot?
Shoal Creek.
Well, now, they call this the Shoal Creek here.
Oh, really? I was wondering what the name of it was.
That's Shoal Creek. And, in fact, it's on the map, you know, Shoal Creek. It's always been called that ever since.
Yeah,
and
this way's the Mayhem Creek.
And then it goes, going down 25 here, if you've been down, say, it's Centerville,